I'm Tom Campbell, and this is My Spin. North Carolina is facing an education crisis. The dilemma is easily understood, but not so easy to resolve. How to educate students in a pandemic? We saw what happened when our universities attempted to bring students back to campus and class. Three of our largest state-supported universities immediately shut down almost as soon as they started, sending students home and converting to virtual learning. Other universities have not published detailed reports, but we know many are struggling with cluster outbreaks, mostly from off-campus gatherings. Universities are now facing major shortfalls in revenue. UNC Chapel Hill recently pegged their losses at $300 million, instituting furloughs and layoffs. Look for similar stories from other universities soon. When public schools were forced to close in March, they were ill-prepared to deliver virtual learning. Many believe students lost about one-third of the school year. We won't know the full extent of that loss until schools evaluate and report end-of-grade proficiency results. And we can't know the role the virus played, but the Department of Public Instruction just reported the average SAT score for the class of 2020 fell 2 points from the previous year. Teachers are struggling to make up last year's learning deficits while also providing new instruction. In July, Governor Cooper presented two options for the new school year: a modified in-class instruction delivery, Plan B, or virtual learning, Plan C. Some 60% of the school systems opted for Plan C. There are problems. Superintendents report some 100,000 of our 1.5 million students don't have a reliable internet connection at home. The legislature just appropriated $40 million to help, mostly through 100,000 high-speed internet hotspots for students. That still won't provide home service for all and might require several weeks to implement. Further, many students still don't have the Chromebooks or tablets that were promised to them. Parents are saying they don't believe online instruction is sufficient, and many worry they may have to quit their jobs to stay home with children. The Wall Street Journal estimated the economic impact could raise the unemployment rate by as much as 2.5%. Many parents have opted to homeschool children. Others have decided private school tuition is a better alternative than losing their jobs. Parent complaints are growing louder each week. School boards in Wake, Buncombe, Davidson, and many other counties are hearing disgruntled parents. Some parents are even suing the Charlotte-Mecklenburg system for children to return to the classroom. Most school systems are working overtime to get children safely back to class. But many teachers say they are dedicated to teaching children, but it isn't worth the health risk to them or their families. The surge in teacher retirements across the country supports those claims. North Carolina already faces a teacher shortage and can ill afford a rash of retirements. 17% of our teachers are 55 or older, and another 11.4% are in the 50 to 54 age range. Filling classrooms with qualified teachers is a major concern. And we haven't even considered the economic problems. School systems are largely funded on a per-pupil basis. Decreased pupil counts means fewer dollars for schools, even as they incur increased cost for additional teachers, classroom spaces, transportation costs, and needed nurses for pupil testing in each school. These impacts are incalculable at this moment. Here's our spin. While COVID-19 is still a major concern, the virus appears to be declining. Dr. Tony Fauci says we won't return to normal life until late next year. Now's the time to bring our children in kindergarten through grades 3 back to class, using a modified plan with what DHHS calls maximum safety protocols that space desks 6 feet apart, require masks, and more frequent washing and hygiene. The early grades are the most critical for in-person instruction. After several weeks of experience, we can then assess community spread and make decisions how to proceed from there. This school crisis isn't going away this school year. Unless we want to lose another school year, we need to safely return our children to the classroom. The key word is safely.